I very often say see you tomorrow or see you whenever I'm next going to contact the person, or I sometimes say things like have a nice day or have a nice weekend, depending on what day of the week it is. I say bye bye.
If you're really being formal about it.
I think goodbye is about the most formal thing I would say.
Don't find yourself saying good day though.
I don't believe I've ever said good day to anyone.
Yeah. And if you were leaving somebody at night, what would you say?
Good night, probably.
Do you ever say that when you're leaving somebody at night?
No.
Say if a farmer started to work very early, before the sun came up, you'd say he started to work before?
Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you say he worked until?
Sunset.
And if he were a little late getting out, you might say, well, by the time he gotten out, the sun had already
risen.
And the sun will probably
rise.
Yesterday it
rose.
See, today's Saturday, so Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday would be
tomorrow.
What about if somebody came to see you on Sunday, the last Sunday, earlier? Last Sunday, you would say he came when?
This has always been a confusing,
yeah.
A confusing thing to describe.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, the easiest thing to do would be to say the date of the month on which he came. But let's see. I might just say a week before last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's awfully hard to designate that there's another Sunday in there.
Yeah. Would Sunday a week ago cover that?
I don't think it would. I don't think that would necessarily make it clear which Sunday you were talking about. It would, if it were almost the next Sunday, it might, some people might construe that as meaning the Sunday that was just passed. A week before last Sunday is really the only way I can think of to make it clear.
Any special way of saying a week beyond Sunday, if somebody's coming to see you?
Sunday week is the term that I've always heard, but that has never really been entirely clear to me. I know that that means a week beyond the next Sunday, but I probably myself would say a week after next Sunday or something like that.
Yeah. Well, if somebody stayed with you from about the 1st to the 15th,
I'd say he stayed about 2 weeks. If it were one of my English friends, I would say he stayed about a fortnight. But and I do use that in talking to English people, but I wouldn't use it in Atlanta.
Okay. And if I wanted to know the time of day, I'd ask.
What time is it? Sometimes people say, what time do you have?
Mm-hmm. And you would say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
What if it were midway between 7 and 8 o'clock? What time would you call that?
I'd say 7:30.
If it were 15 minutes later than that, you call that?
I'd probably say 7:45.
Okay. Have you ever heard talking about 7:30, anything else used commonly for that?
7:30 is commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
I might use it. There's certainly nothing peculiar about it.
Mm-hmm. And talking about something that you've been doing for a long time, you say you've done that for
quite a while.
And if 1977 was last year in the 78s?
This year.
And a child has had his third birthday. He's
3 years old.
And something that happened about this time last year, it happened
a year ago.
I don't know if we have any of these white puffy things in the sky today.
No, we don't. We need some of them.
Mostly blue. That's what you call them.
Clouds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
What would you call a day like today?
A beautiful day.